Hey Pete, it's episode 7, and I don't know why, but this episode just feels different.
I know what you mean, Andrew, but I just can't quite put my finger on it.
In this episode, Mark Asquith takes a week off. Janet Murray lets us in on how she's consistently getting organic reach of hundreds of thousands of people on LinkedIn and beyond. And we get told off by Mari Smith.
It's time to lay low.
It's the Andrew and Pete Show!
Squirt Gun Justice!
Hey Carlos girl, in Squirt Gun Justice, it's Andrew versus Pete. Each of us has to read out an annoying marketing habit wrote by the other person, and our contender has to decide who is worst. Inspired by our current champion, Jay Akunzo, the loser gets squirted in the face.
We don't know what the other person has wrote here, so this is new to us as well.
All right, so do you want to go first?
I'll go first. Hello, my name is Andrew, and I love to email you and ask questions I could have easily Googled. That is quite annoying.
Don't you just say that?
Let's see what you got, Pete.
Okay, my one. My name is Pete, and I comment, nice pick, randomly, on 5 Instagram posts a day.
So I actually respect the hustle of Pete with that approach, because you're making yourself get in front of people by any means necessary. So props there. I'd say Andrew with the email marketing, you know, email marketing is something that's, you know, antiquated. And if you reach out to me with silly questions which don't inspire me to meet with you in person or take a phone call, then you're just gonna get delete and a block. So I'd say squirt Andrew in the face with the water gun.
Yeah.
Okay, go on, my friend.
Are you ready?
Good one.
Go on. 3, 2, 1.
Cheers. Cheers.
Oh, that's great.
It's not good when you're wearing glasses and get squirted in the face. I would say thanks, Carlos, but I'm not going to.
I will give you my sincerest, biggest thank you there, Carlos. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Of all these recordings, Andrew's beat me on all those
Has he?
To get him back.
Yes.
You're my favorite guest so far.
The slow fire round. Hello, Janet Murray. Welcome to the slow fire round. Here's how we play.
In the slow fire round, we slow things down a notch and dig a little deeper. We've got some questions for our contenders, but there's a twist. We're also going to be giving them some words they must swap out with every answer. Say the wrong word, and it's a minus point.
Now, before we give you your swap words, could you just introduce yourself to all of our awesome listeners and tell them a bit about you?
So I'm Janet Murray. I'm a PR and marketing strategist, and I help small business owners to promote their businesses more effectively so they can make more money.
Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Right. We're going to jump right into the questions now. But the first word you are not allowed to say for the rest of this round is the word strategy. And instead of strategy, we want you to say magenta.
Magenta. How does it
look
like that?
Yeah, like that. The rest of the round.
This is like an in joke, isn't it?
I love that. Magenta. Okay.
Okay. So, question number one is: what part of your content marketing strategy has had the biggest impact?
The part of my content marketing magenta that's had the biggest impact has been asking questions and starting conversations. There's nothing in my magenta that has been more successful, really, at engaging people and getting people to talk to me. I think there's a lot of people who are just using automation in their social media marketing magenta. And I think it's really sad because social media is social media. So I think a lot of people need to change their magenta.
I love it. I feel like that's really important as well, with all these new rules on Twitter coming into place, and even LinkedIn and Facebook is not liking the automation, just kind of the spammy posting. And you've been doing this for years now. Have you been doing that basically since you started, or is that something you thought, hang on, this really works?
No, when I first started out with my social media marketing magenta, I think I thought it was just about posting content and just broadcasting and blasting and really kind of boring people probably. So as I've tried things out, I've tested things out, I've realized that a much better magenta is just to start conversations and just to ask people questions and engage them and ask them what they think and get them to tell their stories. It really is a better magenta.
Fantastic. Nice. And how do you see that kind of translating into business? Because I know a lot of people, like, we can see it, but I know a lot of people will be thinking, like, what's the point in that? Mm-hmm. So what's your viewpoint on that? How would you?
Well, the problem is when it comes to your social media marketing magenta is that a lot of us want it to be a magenta that's measurable. And the trouble is, it's really hard to do this.
I know.
You're doing well. This funny accent. So I think you have to accept that this is not a measurable magenta. And mm-hmm. I think that you have to kind of focus on those relationships and conversations, and you're not always able to put numbers on it. It's just that you get to know people, you have conversations with them in your Facebook group or over on Twitter or over on Instagram or Instagram stories. And then gradually you'll see they start to buy your programs or to join your membership or to get involved in your paid products in some other way. But I think that it's a really great magenta to do that, but actually it can be quite difficult to measure.
Yeah. Because one of the things we always say is questions lead to conversations and conversations lead to relationships and trust, mm-hmm. and trust obviously leads to sales. And, you know, when you do post something out like, hey, do you want to buy this? Or, hey, check out my podcast. More people are likely to do that and show support. Mm-hmm. And because they've had those conversations with you and because they now have that relationship and trust you. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a really fantastic magenta. And
I've noticed that whenever I say magenta, I kind of like have this neck thing where I go, magenta. And I'm trying to stop doing it, but I can't help myself.
For all the podcast listeners, that is Janet just jutting out her chin there.
It's chicken impression.
Mm-hmm. Magenta. All right, next question. Okay, the next question, the next swap word is marketing. So you're now not allowed to say the word marketing, and instead you have to use the swap word Janet. So we now have Janet instead of marketing and magenta instead of strategy. The next question is, how do you avoid overwhelm when marketing your business?
So the key for me when it comes to avoiding overwhelm, I'm really trying to slow down so I can is outsourcing. So I think it's a really important part of your magenta, and in terms of your social, I've forgotten the word I'm supposed to be replacing it with. Janet.
Janet instead of marketing.
Janet. I'm gonna have to do Janet in that accent, aren't I? Your social Janet magenta. It's really important that you outsource whatever you can, and that's how you avoid overwhelm. You basically look at things that you're doing which could be done by somebody else, and you stick at the things that you do best. So a key part of my magenta is that, and I can't do it without sticking with the cow, is that the things I'm good at are creating content and also having conversations with people and stimulating debate. So I try and outsource anything that's not that is not really kind of playing to my strengths. So that really is my Janet magenta.
Nice. All right. You're doing really well here. Really well. Okay. Question number three. Well, actually, swap word number three is the word online. And we're going to replace the word online with the word Starbucks. Okay? We know you well. So, Janet, the question is, when it comes to your own marketing, what are you working on right now?
What are you doing right now to grow your business? Like, what marketing efforts are you doing? Like, what topics, subjects, whatever?
Okay, so I'm currently in the process of planning a Starbucks challenge. So This Starbucks challenge is a lead magnet, which is to help people to help attract people into my membership. So as part of this, this is a Facebook Starbucks challenge, and it's to help people to grow their engagement on their Facebook page. So this is for people who are posting content Starbucks, but they're not really getting the kind of engagement that they're hoping for. So what I'm going to do over just deciding whether it's going to be 5 days or 7 days, I'm going to take them through, I'm going to share a variety of content that they can create, which will help them to get more engagement Starbucks.
Nice. You do these quite regularly, right?
These kind of...
These Starbucks challenges, yeah, I do them quite regularly.
Challenges, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's good. Okay. That's cool. Fantastic. I mean, you did really well.
Yeah, I don't think I've won.
Like, marks for that.
Yeah, no, I don't know if
our audio editors are going to spot any more in there, but I don't know. I feel like you completely...
I don't think I slipped up once.
No, I don't think you did. Right, we're going to let you say all those words now, Janet, so you can tell everybody where they can go and find you.
So the best place to find me, am I allowed to say my words now?
Yeah, you can say the words.
So the best place to find me is over on my website, which is Janet Murray UK. And you can also find me over in my Facebook group. And I've got a big Facebook group. Just search up Janet Murray's Facebook group. I'm over on Twitter at @Jan_Murray. I'm over on Instagram at Jan Murray UK. I'm over at LinkedIn, just Janet Murray. Can I say any more, or is that enough, do you think, to help people?
That's enough. We'll put the links around this somewhere in the show notes for if you're watching on the website. Thanks so much, Janet, for playing the slow fire round.
Hey guys, it's Pete here. If you're enjoying this, let us know. Come on over to m.me/AndrewandPete and drop us a message.
Pick your poison.
Hello, CB Zimmerman, and welcome to Pick Your Poison. Here's how we play.
In this round, we give our contenders two awful, nightmarish scenarios for their business, and they have to decide which they would rather have.
Okay.
So, Sue, pick your poison. Number one, have all your Instagram posts completely deleted. All of them, on all accounts. All gone. Or, pick your poison number two, be the only person on Instagram without the ability to use stories.
Be the only person without the ability to use stories. Because I can creatively post in the feed, and I can do videos in the feed. Yeah. And I could still, because that's what used to be exist when I first started. Yeah. So I can go back in time and do what I used to do.
That's interesting. So do you think people should be focusing more on their actual Instagram accounts more so than the stories?
Both. They both all contribute to the algorithm now. And I think more people are spending time in stories than in the feed, but your feed needs to feel authentic and cohesive to your stories. And when there's a disconnect, which I often see, you lose that trust and interest, and people tend to mute your story or unfollow you.
Yeah, right. Okay. Ah. Okay. So be still putting a lot of effort into your Instagram profiles, guys.
More so now than ever, because there's more people on Instagram and it's more competitive to get the engagement in the feed on the post.
Okay. Nice. All right. Thank you, Sue. Thank you for playing Pick Your Poison.
Woo! Wrong answers. Hello, Mr. Ian Cleary, and welcome to Wrong Answers. Here's how we play.
In Wrong Answers, we're going to ask our contenders some quick-fire questions they should know the answer to. But in order to score a point, they actually have to answer the questions wrong. They have 30 seconds to get as many wrong answers as possible, and the points are given for each wrong answer.
That'll be easy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just be yourself, basically.
Okay, exactly. My wife will enjoy this one, you know. She'll claim I'll get top marks with this one, yeah.
You've got 30 seconds to get as many wrong answers as possible, and there's a point for each wrong answer, okay?
Okay.
Pete is going to be our timer, and I'm going to be asking these questions.
Which one is P?
That's the first question.
Oh, there you go.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Count as MP.
We are ready. 3, 2, 1, go.
Are you really Irish?
No.
What's your favorite marketing tool?
Oh, I don't have one.
What does your new tool Outreach Plus do?
It's a tool for not reaching out.
Does your membership site Razor Blazers teach people how to shave?
It doesn't teach anything.
Do you wish you had three names like Ian Anderson Gray?
I do have three names.
How did we first meet?
We didn't. We've never met.
What's Ireland famous for?
It's famous for smart people.
Time.
How many to get?
That was a solid effort.
Okay, good.
Six. I think that was six. If you were like just a fraction quicker, you would have got that seventh one there.
Sure.
That's a solid start.
Challenging is challenging, you know?
I feel like we caught you off guard a little bit.
Hiya!
Or lower.
This week on Higher or Lower, we are joined by Jen Herman. Jen, there's points to be won in this one, so get ready. Here's the rules.
In a game of Higher or Lower, we pit followers against subscribers against likes. How well do our contenders know the followings of top brands, people, and themselves? Guessing correctly wins a point.
Okay, makes sense.
So
you're going to tell me the first one, and then I have to guess, and then you tell me the next one, whether it's higher or lower than the one before.
Yes, you got it. You got it. All right. And since we know you love Instagram, Jen, all of yours are Instagram tools, and it's their own Instagram accounts for these tools as well.
Okay.
So you might have a little bit of an advantage here. So we're going to start off with your own Instagram, Jen's Trends, which has 15,500 followers. Very impressive.
Woo.
But
thank
does
you.
The at Agora Pulse Instagram account have a higher or a lower following?
Lower.
Oh, very confident. It's correct. It has 2,508 followers. Mm-hmm. So got some catching up to do.
Yeah.
All right. But is the at Linktree Instagram account have a higher or lower following than Agora Pulse? Linktree.
Higher.
Oh, very, very close. And it is actually higher, but there's not a lot in it. There's 2,634 followers on the Linktree account.
Less than 100, like 100 people in there.
Yeah. That was at the top.
Wow.
Yeah, so we don't want anyone telling us it's wrong now. Do you use that Linktree?
I don't. I know a lot of people that do. And we actually talked about it when I did my session at Social Media Marketing World. Someone asked about it. It's a great tool. It's a great way to kind of have those reliable links that you can send more people to, you know, direct links rather than just the one link in your bio. But it's definitely a great tool. I'm lazy. I just don't like having to connect any third-party tools that I have to then manage and deal with.
Sometimes just keeping it simple is easier, right?
Yep, keep it right in the app. If it doesn't happen in the app, it doesn't happen.
Right, okay. So we're 2 for 2 at the moment, right? Uh-huh. So we've got Linktree on 2,634 followers. Does Icona Square have a higher or lower following than Linktree?
Higher.
Correct. Woohoo!
Smashing this.
It does indeed have a higher following, a whopping 788,000. 700,000.
Wow. Uh-huh.
However, does Later Media have a higher or lower following? Later Media.
I go lower.
Correct. Let's question this out the park. Later has 172,000 followers, but can we make this a full house? Does VSCO? Visco. I don't know how people pronounce that.
Yeah, like Visco.
I say Visco, but I don't know. I'm going for Visco. Again, I'm lazy. I don't want to list out four letters if I can say it in one word.
Does Visco have a higher or lower following than Later Media?
Oh, this one I'm so unsure of. Oh, I'm going to go higher.
Yeah! 5 for 5. Visco has a whopping 3.5 million followers on Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah, 3.5 million. So yeah, that's smashing it. What are your favorite Instagram tools? Did we name any of that?
Visco is great for like the photographer type. It does allow you so much more in terms of filtering and that sort of thing. So that's great. I personally love AgoraPulse. I do love that for dashboard, for reporting. The analytics that you can pull out of AgoraPulse is probably my favorite reason to love that platform. And it does all the, you know, the integration with Instagram. So I love those. I for me, when I do any like photo, like text overlays or that sort of thing, I use Photofy, Photofy. And so that's the one I use if I want to do text overlays or add something to kind of that component. But other than that, I really don't use a lot of tools. Again, like I said, if I can't do it in the app, I don't really do it.
Yeah, I like that. I love that. That's cool. Yeah, way of looking at it. Awesome. All right, okay, you smashed that. You got 5 out of 5. Congratulations, Jen, for playing.
Yes.
Or lower.
Oi, if you're loving this podcast, why not also go and check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AndrewandPeteTV. It's like marketing entertainment, and you get to see our faces. Go check it out.
Blankety tweet. Blankety tweet.
Blankety tweet.
Blankety tweet.
Blankety tweet,
blankety tweet,
blankety tweet,
blankety tweet.
Andrea, we hope you know your tweets because this is blankety tweet. Here's how this one works.
In this round, we've gone way back in the Twitter time machine to find tweets that our contenders have all but forgotten about. But do they know what word or phrase we've blanked out of their own tweets? There's a point per correct answer, so let's find out.
Do you feel like you know your own tweets, Andrea?
I don't. I don't remember what happened yesterday.
Well, this is going to go really well then.
Yeah.
Firstly, we're going back to the 9th of December, 2009. Okay, so we went back far.
Oh, yeah.
And the tweet goes, trying to sort out which relatives get which Xmas gifts for the boys. Luckily, I've got some blank.
I've got some booze.
Oh, so close.
Can
we be a bit more specific?
Wine?
Yeah.
Oh, that is great. I do know my own tweets.
You know your own tweets, or maybe you just there know no your hesitation. Own self? Well,
no hesitation there. Fantastic. Okay, next one. The 23rd of December, very close to Christmas, 2009. I just don't feel like going to blank right now. What could the blank be? I just don't feel like going to blank right now.
To the store?
Which store?
Oh, the mall? No. Dang. Oh, I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Macy's? No.
Target.
Target.
Oh, Target. Wow. God, did people read that? Did people read those tweets?
We should have had like a retweet count on these and then we could have told. Yeah. I've never been to a Target. Target, we hear it's a magical place though.
It is magical. It's beautiful.
Is that the place where they have that like Beyond section? Or is that somewhere else?
No, that's Bed and Bath. Bed, Bath and Beyond.
Obviously.
What is the Beyond section?
Yeah, what is the Beyond section?
Yeah, it is. They've got, I don't know what they have there. They have all kinds of weird stuff.
All right, then. Well, we'll need
sounds
to go
intriguing.
Check that out.
I might get lost in there.
Next time we stay, it's Target and Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
All right, okay. You're not doing too bad. Let's try to get another point on the board, though. This all tweet right. comes from the 27th of September, 2016. And it goes, Grandma Mary is blank. She's not dying. She may pop in for the buffet.
Retired.
Yeah. How is her retirement going?
She'd like to come out every once in a while. She's, you know, getting a little tired of being retired. So, yeah. You know, we may need to get her out for some interviews.
We would love to see her again. At some
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'd love to see her.
Definitely. All right, well done. 2 out of 3. Okay, next one. The 27th of December, 2009. You like to tweet around Christmas. just saw Avatar in 3D. It was blank.
Amazing.
Yeah!
No.
Oh, no, wait.
Awesome. Sorry,
I misread that.
Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Very cool. We need to teach Pete how to read. But yeah. We'll get that. We'll get that.
So, yeah. Oh, no.
No, yeah. No.
No.
And we'll do that with everything else from here on in.
All right, let's try to get the last one here. So the last one comes from the 27th of March, 2015. So not that long ago. And it goes, at Andrew and Pete, I know, exclamation mark, I need picnic blank, smiley face.
Pants.
Yeah. You know, I can't even remember what that was all about. I just remember it being hilarious.
It was in my presentation, the picnic pants.
Yeah, it was beautiful an thing.
It's a thing. Yeah.
I remember it being in your presentation. I remember finding it hilarious. I need to Google that to remind myself of that.
We don't have the weather in the UK to ever wear picnic pants.
No.
No. You count yourself lucky. No one should wear those.
Fair enough. Well done, Andrea. You absolutely smashed Blanket to Tweet. Thank you for playing.
Yeah, it was fun.
Tool, don't drool. What more do you need today than Mari Smith playing Tool, Don't Drool? Mari, here's how it works.
Tool, Don't Drool is a round where our contenders tell us their favorite marketing tool of the moment and why. But they have to do it with a mouthful of water. 5 points are on offer if they manage to tell us their favorite tool, but there's a huge whopping -5 points for any swallowing, dribbling, or drooling.
Hey guys, come on, tool, not drool. I'll tell you about tools till the cows come home, but you're not gonna catch me on camera with a mouthful of water and dribbling it all over. That's not part of my brand, so knock it off, guys, all right?
Okay, no, that's fine. That's cool. Do you just wanna tell us your favorite tool and why, though?
I will, and I mentioned them already. It's wave.video. I'm not kidding. So Christopher, my partner, and I in my business, we are telling our clients who are in that overwhelm, look, just do two things. Learn wave.video and learn Facebook ads. Mm. And that's it for now. Now those are, you know, wave is pretty easy to grasp to make your videos, but Facebook ads is a long process, and they've just made some major changes this week with the partner categories. So we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Sounds all right. Awesome. Okay. Check out Wave, guys. We've actually got, if you're an Atomic member, a perk on Wave to get a little bit off your first month.
Sweet.
We use
it. Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. This show is brought to you by Atomic, our membership site that teaches business owners like you to do remarkable online marketing. But if you're not a member, you might want to check out our free Backstreet Box. In every episode of this podcast, we're going to add something new into it that you can use to create remarkable content.
And already, we have a lot of stuff. We have the bonus episode, we have the Canva templates, we have the algorithm hacks, we have the ebook templates, we have how to reach out to influencers, we have build a bloody good blog blueprint, and this week, now you have got this amazing blog wrote, we are going to teach you exactly how to get maximum exposure on that with the ultimate blog promotion checklist. So to get access to that, everything else in the Backstreet Box, everything else that is going to be put into the Backstreet Box, just go to backstreetbox.com or click the link in the show notes, or feel fancy, go to our Facebook Messenger at m.me/Andrew and Pete and type in the word Backstreet, BACKSTREET, and our Facebook bot will send you a special message to get you access.
Everybody, yeah, go down on that. Backstreetbox.com.
Now it's time for the quickest marketing tip of the week, starring our amazing guest expert, Tim Schmeier.
Tie your shoes before you head out the door.
And that was the quickest marketing tip from our guest expert of the week.
Killer questions.
Hello and welcome to this week's Killer Questions. This is the part of the show where we've asked our Atomic members to ask us super hard questions, and me and Pete attempt to try to answer them. Are you ready for this week's Killer Question, Pete?
I'm ready.
Let's get this rockin'.
Hi, Andrew and Pete. Louise Harmby, fiction editor here. So my question is, imagine the world is very different, very, very different. You're only allowed to do one piece of online marketing a month anywhere. So what would that campaign look like?
Oosh, good question, Louise. Oosh. Guys, go and check Louise Harmby out online. Give her a Google. She's doing amazing things with content marketing.
Oh, yes, she is. Okay, so if we could only do...
That's so hard.
...one bit of marketing a month, like one campaign or one piece of content a month, I think what we would choose is a webinar. So like one amazing like webinar or YouTube live a month, and we'd make it the best goddamn webinar you've ever seen. Yeah.
And if it's on YouTube live, then after it's been the webinar, let's call it, then after it becomes a YouTube video to grow the channel.
It becomes searchable.
Become searchable.
Exactly. And shareable because it's so valuable, because it's so meaty and long. Also because it's live, you get the chance to have that, you know, interaction with people live, which is cool. And also because it's a webinar. In webinars, you know, typically people sell at the end of webinars. So that wouldn't be frowned upon. So it would be one amazing piece of content with, you know, a call to action at the end. So that could be quite cool.
Okay, so let's break this down. So it's one live YouTube video every single month, but we're going to call it a webinar so we can have some kind of buzz in the lead up to it.
And we can get people signed up and registered.
Yes, that's awesome.
So and we can get the details.
We're going to go live. We're going to have some banter with our audience, whoever turns up live. And we are going to tell them about our products and services in this webinar as well, because it's the only thing that we can do.
Yeah.
And then after the webinar is finished, because it's on YouTube Live, it becomes a YouTube video, and we make sure it is optimized for YouTube search so more people can find it. And then maybe in afterwards, we put a nice big end card on it that links them to the next webinar we're going to do the next month.
Nice. Nice.
That was pretty creative.
I like that.
Like, ideally, we would be doing a lot more.
Yeah. And you can put a bit of ad spend behind it to promote that, maybe. To get people signed up to it in the first place, you could promote it via some kind of landing page or a social, if you're allowed to do that. I don't know.
I think the reason why we would go for that, though, as well, is because we're loving YouTube at the moment. And YouTube is probably the great place to create content that it does become a searchable archive. Yes, we can do Facebook Live, and yes, we can do Facebook video, but right now, it's kind of like flash in the pan. You put a Facebook video out there. Yes, you've kind of got your video page on your Facebook page, but does anyone really go
look
there?
Nobody goes on that.
The search functionality isn't that great yet.
Nope.
But we do know Facebook is going heavily into video, so maybe that's going to get better over time. But right now, YouTube.
Thanks, Liz. Thanks for that awesome killer question. Woohoo!
Yes.
Yes. That is the end.
The end of this segment. Let's move
on. That's how we end these segments. Just yes.
We're really good at this podcasting malarkey.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Hello, Mike, and welcome to For Pete's Sake. Which is the best name of all.
It's just fantastic. I think your business should just be called that.
Yeah. In episode 10, Pete is going to read the final scores from a bath of ice. In this round, each contender has a chance to save him from one of those bags of ice by answering five quick-fire questions correctly.
Wow. This is where I've got to decide how much I like Pete, really, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to make it interesting for you too. So you're going to get a point per question you get right, but you do have to get all right to save Pete.
Wow. All right.
Are you ready?
I'll do my best, Pete.
I believe in you, Mike. Points for you, wins for me.
Yes.
We can do this.
Let's do it.
All right.
Bring it on.
Fire. I'm going to count you in. Ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go.
What color is the White House?
White.
Newcastle United football team are traditionally known to wear black, and what are the colour?
White.
The hex code FFFFF is more commonly known as?
White.
Complete the name of this Christmas classic, I'm Dreaming of a Blank Christmas.
White.
And what is a name for a line of poetry with 12 syllables consisting regularly of 6 ambianic feet with a pause after the third?
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, it's white.
It's not white.
It's white?
It's not white.
No, it's not white.
You conflict tools.
It's Alexandrine.
Alexandrine.
How the hell do you say that word as well? Six.
See, I think if you can't pronounce it, if you can't pronounce it, I don't think that should count.
I wish I had rehearsed that a little bit more. Well, you got 4 points there, but you
don't. Thank you.
Ah, for Pete's sake. If you've enjoyed the show, please give it a 5-star review in whatever app you listen to your podcasts, because we need something for our mums to put proudly on the fridge, you know? Anyway, Andrew, what are the scores?
Oh my god, Pete, is this even the same competition?
I can't believe how much these scores have changed.
These
man.
Scores have been revolutionized from the ground up. So, after episode 7... Janet Murray is in last place with 5 points. Mari Smith has dropped from 3rd to 9th with 6 points.
Goodness.
Carlos Gill has 6 points also. Subi Zimmerman is on 7 points. Andrea Ball is on 8 points. Jen Herman is on 9 points. Mike Morrison is on 11 points. Mark Asquith is on 13 points. Ian Cleary jumps into silver medal position with 14 points.
Come on, Ian.
But still at the top, no one can quite catch him yet, is Tim Schmoyer with 17 points.
Go on, Tim. We wish we lived in a chateau. That was the Andrew and Pete show.
You complete tools.